anyone for a tinkle? By Barry Mahoney. How about a tinkle? I was asked by an earnest assistant in one of the traditional music shops in Las Palmas. I just called in for a replacement violin string and was looking at the range of Canarian traditional stringed instruments for sale. I quickly realised that I was not being offered an early morning alcoholic drink, but that the young salesman speaking in English had discovered an amusing way to catch the attention of English-speaking visitors to the shop. I'd only recently begun to study early Canarian musical instruments, and as my first passion is the violin, this particular stringed instrument caught my eye, simply because of the beauty and simplicity of design. The tinkle creates a voice by the instrumentalist plucking its strings in much the same way as a guitar, but there the similarity ends. It's much smaller than the guitar and usually has 5 strings, although in Tenerife some tinkles only have 4 strings. The tinkle is mainly used to accompany Canarian folk music and has a loud and rather sharp voice. Due to the success and increasing popularity of this instrument, it has now reached the status of a solo instrument in some circles. The name of the instrument still intrigues me, and I've yet to find a definitive answer to the origin of its name. In line with my initial thought about an alcoholic drink, the tinkle did used to be called a tipple with only one P. Before that, it was called a camelillo, because the back of the instrument looks very much like the hump of a camel, although it's less than 40 centimetres in length. Tinkles were created in the 19th century and played throughout the Canary Islands and much of South America. In many ways, they're related to the ukulele, the Spanish guitar, and the Portuguese chavaquinho. Interestingly, the range of woods used is varied, with the most common being pine for the body, ebony for the bridges, holy stick for the mast, and wood from the orange tree for decoration. Creation of these beautiful and interesting instruments was, and still is, a cottage industry across the islands, offering considerable variation in both design and construction. The island of Lanzarote became the centre for the systematic making of these instruments, where one of the last tinkle makers is about to retire after more than 60 years of tinkle making. The government of Lanzarote has recognised Antonio Lemes Hernandez as Artisan of the Year for his involvement for more than half a century in the production of tinkles. Antonio, a craftsman from Tengiz, has been building small tinkles since he was a child. As a child, he made them from cardboard and other materials before painting them. He eventually perfected his technique and transformed a range of wood into his instruments, mostly made from pine, which he favours for tinkles since it can tune well. Over the years, Antonio has developed his own unique house style, which continues to delight players across the islands and across the world. 60 years after his first contact with the tinkle, Antonio's hands continue to create his unique tinkles, although he now feels that it's time to retire. There are many renowned tinplistas, as tinkle players are referred to, playing classical music and jazz, and it's often regarded as an alternative instrument of choice chosen by guitarists. During the fiesta, if you are fortunate enough to hear Canarian instrumentalists, do watch out for and listen carefully to the tinkle. I'm sure that, like me, you'll find it to be an engaging and fascinating instrument. You have been listening to Anyone for a Tinkle by Barry Mahoney, and this is part of the Letters from the Atlantic series. You can find out more about me, my books, blogs and podcasts by going to my website, www.barrymahoney.com. And thank you for listening.